Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. This is your own Sister C, and yes, I do have a treat for you today. This is the first Friday of International Poetry Month, and I am going to be walking you along some of the significant music for these phases or styles. Civic poems that were written for gospel, blues, jazz, black power, love, hip-hop, and multimedia, all incorporating music into the exploration of black poetry in North America. One of the things I've been doing is looking at the ways that black poetry, black poets, were influential in different phases and genres of music. But we are going to start with something special that you may have experienced or seen and not understood why people stood up. We're going to start with Lift Every Voice and Sing, later named the Black National Anthem. It was written by James Weldon Johnson and his brother James Rosamond Johnson, both of whom were educators, and it was written in 1900. The song, the poem, speaks of faith, resilience, hope, pain, and endurance. It was written initially, what a lot of people don't know, it was to celebrate President Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Then his brother, James Rosamond, was a composer. Both of these guys were brilliant. They were college educators. They were composers that people hired to write or organize music for events. So this song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, was presented, introduced to the public by a group of 500 African-American children. Now, if you can imagine organizing five kids to do something, you can see the brilliance that took to organize 500 children to make this presentation in Jacksonville, Florida. And the college, Stanton Institute, was where James Weldon Johnson was a principal. So we're going to, you have a chance to stand, and you can marvel at all of the ways that these different stanzas touch different parts of your brain, your heart, your energy, and why it's still relevant for people to sing it today and to stand in recognition of something that has been around since 1900. Okay, you may be seated now. I'm sure that your emotions are just pulsing out of positive form. I'm going to give you something else that is historical, because somehow from the time that I was in school in the 50s and the time that my grandsons and nephews are in school, the history of the literature books do not cover some of the things that you're hearing. We're going to hear from Gwendolyn Brooks, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry on May 1st in 1950. She was the first African American to win a Pulitzer Prize, and the chapter or segment of the book was about Annie. Annie Ellen was a character, and she was a character, an ordinary girl in living in Chicago, and the poems were about her everyday life. We're going to also hear another poem that she said it wasn't her favorite poem, but audiences, people who heard her, liked to hear the pool players. So we'll see what you think after you hear these two pieces by Gwendolyn Brooks.
We real cool, the pool players, seven at the golden shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk light, we strike straight, we sing sin, we thin gin, we jazz June, we die soon. The mother, abortions will not let you forget. You remember the children you got that you did not get. The damp, small pulps, with a little or with no hair. The singers and workers that never handled the air. You will never neglect or beat them, or silence or buy with a sweet. You will never wind up the sucking thumb, or scuttle off ghosts that come. You will never leave them, controlling your luscious sigh. Return for a snack of them, with gobbling mother eye. I have heard in the voices of the wind, the voices of my dim, killed children. I have contracted, I have eased my dim dears at the breasts they could never suck. I have said, sweets, if I sinned, if I seized your luck and your lives from your unfinished reach, if I stole your births and your names, your straight baby tears and your games, your stilted or lovely loves, your tumults, your marriages, aches, and your deaths, if I poisoned the beginnings of your breaths, believe that even in my deliberateness I was not deliberate. Though why should I whine that the crime is other than mine, since anyhow you are dead, or rather, or instead, you were never made. But that too, I am afraid, is faulty. What shall I say? How is the truth to be said? You were born, you had body, you died. It is just that you never giggled or planned or cried. Believe me, I loved you all. Believe me, I knew you, though faintly. And I loved you all.
Now that we've heard the poem, you might know that it never was set to music, but her voice tugged heartstrings as she read. Her shortest quote was, "Writing is a delicious agony." So we have our table set now to move into a segment of our program where we have music that's associated with particular genres. We are starting with gospel. Gospel music has been a source of strength and inspiration for generations of African Americans and others. We're starting our journey with Sweet Honey in the Rock and their rendition of Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Sweet Honey in the Rock were featured at many civil rights rallies, peace rallies, community organizations. So let's hear Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around.
Hey!
So I know after hearing that, you are feeling like you're not going to let anybody turn you around either. Continuing on with gospel music, Mahalia Jackson, known as the Queen of Gospel, had a voice that stirred souls and uplifted spirits. We're going to listen to her rendition of Precious Lord, Take My Hand, which, as you might imagine, every song starts out as somewhat of a poem by the author or the writer. So let's hear that and feel how it stirred so many people's hearts. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King always asked her to sing when he was preaching or doing an organization event in a city. So let's see how that moves you through this day. As the blues emerged, there were some people who called that wicked or evil music, because some of the chords, some of the same musical patterns that are in gospel were found in blues. But Langston Hughes was a prominent figure of the Harlem Renaissance, and he captured the essence of the blues in his poem, The Weary Blues. Let's explore his evocative words alongside some blues music.
Suns are setting. This is what I'm gonna sing. Suns are setting. This is what I'm gonna sing. I feel the blues are coming. I wonder what the blues will bring. Droning a drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon, I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light, he did a lazy sway, he did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. Deep song voice with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. I was going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 when he's put on the floor, he played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. Far into the night, he crooned that tune. The stars went out, and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock or a man that's dead.
Oh, those weary blues make you think of long hours, dissatisfied treatment, not being recognized for the genius, the ordinary genius that many people have just in the things that they do. Langston Hughes was also a part of the Harlem Renaissance and the Black Arts Movement, as was Sonia Sanchez. Sonia Sanchez was a leading figure in the Black Arts Movement. She pays tribute to Langston Hughes with the poem, I've Known Rivers. Let's immerse ourselves in her powerful words.
So listen, listen, gentle persons. I come to you this night with two voices. I come to praise this man, this brother, this genius, this holy man, this weaver of words, threading silver and gold into my veins. I come with the voice of the praiser. I come with the voice of the poet. I come to you to praise this man who gave us his eyes and who shone, became perennial, who piloted us into the slow bloodstream of America and we tagged behind, walking on tiptoes, heard his voice like jazz, like blues, like seculars, agitating, keeping us on the edge of ourselves, breathing in our own noise, and we became small miracles. Something underneath your hands, Langston man. Something mighty, something human, something radical in your hands, accenting our blue flesh, observing us in a familiar city called Harlem, New York, the world, where we returned as birth, love, water, death, where we became traveling men and women, turning corners, moving like black trains across the country. Landless men and women, immortal in our moving, living with nothing, dying from everything. So much life coursing through your pages, man. So many vacancies filled by your eyes, man. So listen, 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 gentle men, gentle women. Your hearts out of your armpits, get your tuxedos out of mothballs, put your long red dress on, girl, and snap your breasts into place as we go dancing on Langston Hughes's tongue, living, speaking without a crutch. This is his centennial, his birthday. Tonight is a political act. It is today. Today has arrived. Woke up this morning, my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him. And you can't ask your mom about that. You got to do it yourself. Ask yourself, can I resist? Can I resist? For Langston, for our children, for humankind, for humankind, for humankind, for Langston, for our children, for our children, for Langston, for humankind, for humankind, for humankind.
Okay, we mentioned Langston Hughes in the Harlem Renaissance, but another prominent person in the Harlem Renaissance was County Cullen. He explored themes of heritage and identity in his poem, Heritage. Let's delve into his introspective musings.
My name is Harry Jones, writer and curator of the African American Civil War Museum. Heritage by County Cullen. What is Africa to me? Copper sun, a scarlet sea, jungle star, jungle track, strong bronze men or regal black, women from whose loins I sprang when the birds of Eden sang, 1-3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy groove, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me? So I lie who all day long want no sound except the song, sung by wild barbaric birds, goading massive jungle herds, juggernauts of flesh that pass, trampling tall, defiant grass, where young forest lovers lie, fighting trough beneath the sky. So I lie, who always hear, though I cram against my ear, both my thumbs and leave them there, great drums throbbing through the air. So I lie, whose font of pride, dear distress and joy allied, is my somber flesh and skin, with the dark blood dammed within. Like great pulsing tides of wine, that I fear must burst the fine channels of the chafing net, where they surge and foam and fret. Africa, a book one thumbs, listlessly till morning comes. Unremembered are her bats, circling through the night, her cats, stalking gentle flesh that feeds, crouching in the river reeds. By the river brink no more does the bugle throated roar, cry that monarch claws have leapt from the scabbards where they slept, silver snakes that once a year doff the lovely coats you wear. Seek no covert in your fear, lest a mortal eye should see what's your nakedness to me. Here no leprous flowers rear fierce corollas in the air. Here no bodies sleek and wet, dripping, mingling, wane and sweat, tread the savage measures of jungle boys and girls in love. What is last year's snow to me? Last year's anything, the tree? Budding yearly, must forget how its past arose or set, bough and blossom, flowered fruit. Even what shy bird with mute wonder at her travail there, meekly labored in its air. 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his father's love, spicy grove, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me? So I lie, who find no peace, night or day, no slight release, from the unremittent beat made by cruel padded feet, walking through my body street, up and down they go and back, treading out a jungle track. So I lie, who never quite safely sleep from rain at night. I can never rest at all when the rain begins to fall. Like a soul gone mad with pain, I must match its weird refrain. Ever must I twist and squirm, reefing like a baited worm, while its primal measures drip through my body crying, strip! Doff this new exuberance, come and dance the lover's dance. In an old remembered way, rain works on me night and day. Quaint outlandish heathen gods, black men fashioned out of rods, clay and brittle bits of stone in a likeness like their own. My conversion came high priced. I belong to Jesus Christ, preacher of humility. Heathen gods are not to me. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so I make an idle boast. Jesus of the twice turned cheek, Lamb of God, although I speak with my mouth thus, in my heart do I play a double part. Ever at thy glowing altar, must my heart grow sick and falter, wishing he I served were black, thinking then it would not lack precedent of pain to guide it, let who would or might deride it. Surely then this flesh would know, yours had borne a kindred woe. Lord, I fashion dark gods too, daring even to give you dark despairing features where, crowned with dark rebellious hair, patience wavers just so much as mortal grief compels, while torches quick and hot of anger rise to smitten cheek and weary eyes. Lord, forgive me if my need sometimes shapes a human creed. All day long and all night through, one thing only must I do. Quench my pride and cool my blood, lest I perish in the flood, lest a hidden ember set timber that I thought was wet, burning like the driest facts, melting like the merest wax, lest the grave restore its dead, not yet has my heart or head in the least way realized. They and I are civilized.
As you've heard me mention, Langston Hughes and Conti Cullen is powerful members of the Harlem Renaissance. Another was Zora Neale Hurston. Zora Neale Hurston was known for her contributions to literature and anthropology. She collaborated with Langston and Conti in creating a newsletter. They had a newsletter. They sponsored different events. They were very much a vibrant part of the people welcoming poets, musicians to Harlem during the Renaissance. Harlem Renaissance bridged over into the Black Arts Movement. It bridges Harlem Renaissance with modern black poetry. Let's listen to Dr. Sonia Sanchez reading a poem called A Poem for Some Women. And people said her poetry was kind of rough, and she, in delivering this poem, said life isn't all nice, and that people, her students and others, needed to have a consciousness about how people different from them might be experiencing life. So she was an educator. She spoke at over 500 universities. She published broadly, and she honored other poets often by reading their work.
Well, there's a leak in this old building, and my soul's gotten blue. My soul has gotten blue. my soul's got to move. Well, there's a leak in this old building.
I'm all right, I say. I'm all right, what you looking at, I say. I'm all right, doing okay. I'm still writing, producing on the radio. Who I fooling? I'm just a little ill now. Just got a little Jones habit. Habit. Took my seven-year-old to the crack house with me on Thursday. Beautiful girl. Prettiest little girl her mama done ever seen. Took her so she understand why I late sometimes with her breakfast, dinner, bedtime meetings, bedtime love. Wanted her to know how hard it is for me, you know, a single woman out here on her own, you know. So I took her to the crack house where this man, this dog, this former friend of mine live. Wouldn't give me no crack, no action, even when I opened my thighs to give him some again for the umpteenth time. He said no all the while, looking at my baby, my pretty little baby, and he said, I want her, I need a virgin, your stuff's too loose. You had so much traffic up there, you could park a truck up there and still have room for something else. And he laughed this long laugh. And I looked at him and the stuff he was holding in his hand. And you know, I couldn't remember my baby's name. He held the stuff out to me. I couldn't remember her birthday. I couldn't remember my daughter's face. And I cried as I walked out that door. What's her name? What's her name? Couldn't tame. Ask me again. Tell you the same thing. Couldn't hear her screaming my name as he tore into her pretty little panties. Prettiest little girl you done ever seen. Prettiest little mama's baby you done ever seen. Bought my baby this pretty little leather jacket off the street. When I went to pick her up on Sunday, 7 days later, walked right up to the house, opened the door, saw her sitting on the floor. She said, Mama, 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 where you been? Mama, 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 Mama. Mama, Mama, Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. When we got home, she wouldn't talk to me. She just sat and stared, wouldn't watch the TV when I turned it on. When we got home, she stared at me with her eyes dog-like. Just sat and looked at me with her eyes till I had to get out of there, you know, had to get out of there, you know. My baby, my baby, my baby ran away from my sweet little shortening bread ran away from home last night. And I dreamed she was dead, dreamed she was surrounded by panthers who tossed her back and forth, nibbling and biting and tearing her up. My little shortening bread ran away from home last week. Peekaboo, 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 I see you.
Now, we've been hearing Sonia Sanchez, Dr. Sonia Sanchez, reading one of her poems, for those who don't know, she was born Wilsonia Benita Driver. She was USA poet, writer, and a professor during the 1930s. Imagine that. She wrote over a dozen books of poetry, along with essays, short stories, plays, and children's books. She's considered a major contributor to the Black Arts Movement and to Black Studies curriculum in many schools. She's lectured at more than 500 universities, as I said before, and she's read her work in Canada, several African countries, Cuba, the Caribbean, and more. Nikki Giovanni takes us into the socially conscious movement. We're going to hear her poem, My House, where elements of jazz and a beautiful orchestra back her up.
I only want to be there to kiss you, as you want to be kissed when you need to be kissed, where I want to kiss you, 'cause it's my house and I plan to live in it. I really need to hug you when I want to hug you, as you like to hug me. Does this sound like a silly poem? I mean, it's my house and I want to fry pork chops and bake sweet potatoes and call them yams, 'cause I run the kitchen and I can't stand the heat. I spent all winter in carpet stores gathering patches so I could make a quilt. Does this really sound like a silly poem? I mean, I want to keep you warm. And my windows might be dirty, but it's my house. And if I can't see out sometimes, they can't see in either. English isn't a good language to express emotion through. Mostly, I imagine, because people try to speak English instead of trying to speak through it. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly poem. I'm saying it's my house, and I'll make fudge and call it love, and touch my lips to the chocolate warmth, and smile at old men and call that revolution. 'Cause what's real is really real. And I still like men in tight pants, 'cause everybody has something to give, and more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy. So this is your poem. More important needs something to take, and this is my house, and you make me happy, so this is your poem.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today you are on a musical journey, hearing some of the ways that poetry by Black poets has been given more oomph or anchored more in people's hearts and minds by being connected with music. Many people have heard of the explicit jazz poetry backing the Black Power Movement sentiments. One of the most famous is Amiri Baraka, and we're going to hear his poem, What Can It Be? He did not do his poetry with music, people singing it, but often there were jazz musicians, blues musicians, a group of musicians just picking up and free-flowing with him.
Whoa, what can it be? Whoa, what can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be, what can it be? Yo, what can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be. What can it be? Yo, that's holding me. What can it be that's holding, holding me, holding me from getting free? Oh, whoa, 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 do you know? If you do, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. Oh, whoa, you don't know, maybe it's just we, maybe it's just we always talking, me, 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 me. When it's we, when it's we, it's that me, it's that me, it's that me that's holding we, it's that me that's holding we. We need to hook all them me's together. We need to hook all them me's, all them bad, bad me's together. All them bad, bad, bad me's together, close, close together. All them Muslims and Methodists and Panthers and Nationalists and Jitterbugs and Pimps and hooked up sweet flesh mamas. All us, y'all, them inside ourselves need to get on outside ourselves. All them me's, all them me's, all them me's. All them me's need to hook up into a big we. Yeah, all them me's need to hook up into a big we, a big we. A big, 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 black, black we. All them big, black, bad, bad me's need to hook up. Need to hook up. Need to hook up. Hook up. In a bad black we. Yeah, in a bad black we. A bad, bad, a black we. Yeah, a bad we. Yeah, yeah, a bad we. Yeah, yeah, a bad we. See, a bad we. See, yeah, we. A bad black devil jamming we. Yeah.
So what can it be? What can it be for you? What can it be for you? How will you use your poetry? You see, you don't have to have a song in mind at the beginning. Your poetry can inspire other people to play music so that people can enjoy it or anchor it more. Now, as we're on this musical journey of seeing how poets have had their passion punctuated, pumped up by being affiliated or used by musicians and other vocalists, Dr. Maya Angelou's Still I Rise gave rise to many arrangements and many choirs presenting this masterpiece. Maya Angelou inspired and influenced people to write as a university instructor, a journalist, and a civil rights activist. For about 3 years, she was part of a tight-knit expatriate community in Ghana, where she was honored with a postal stamp. Imagine that. You might have a postal stamp if you influence or inspire people in the way that Dr. Maya Angelou did. When she moved back to the U.S., she worked through TV shows, interviews, mentorships to help people understand being transnational citizens and moving beyond negative views of Black solidarity with African men, women, and children. As the Black movement grew and people had more rights, experienced more rights in the States, there were actually people trying to discourage this unity and writing negative things. So she continued to travel there. She continued, as did Oprah Winfrey, to sponsor schools, sponsor programs where there could be this unity growing among Pan-African people. The public schools now include Maya Angelou's work as well as that of the Harlem Renaissance poets. Now, hang on to your seat.
You may write me down in history.
You may write me down in history.
With your bitter, twisted lie.
With your bitter, twisted lie.
You may trod me.
You may trod me.
In the very dirt.
In the very dirt.
But still like dust.
But still like dust.
Right.
Does my passion upset you?
are you beset with gloom? Just like the moon.
Just like the moon. And like sun.
And like sun.
With a certainty.
With a certainty.
Of time.
Just like
just
hope.
Just like hope.
Springing high. Did you want to see me broken?
Did you want to see me broken?
Bowed head and lowered eyes.
Shoulders falling down like teardrops. Wakened by my soulful cry.
By my soulful cry.
Does my heart keep pacing for you? Don't you take it awful hard.
Don't take it awful hard. You may shoot me with your words.
You may
cut me with your eyes.
You
may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like life, I'll rise.
Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I think like I've got history's shame.
I'll run
from a past that's rooted in pain.
I'll run
like ocean leaving wild.
I'll run
and then swirl and I'd bear in the tide.
I'll run
me hunting
I'll run.
A weary field to a daybreak that's wondrously clear.
I'll
bringing
run.
The gifts that my ancestors gave.
I'll
am the hope and the dream of the slave.
So want to thank you this morning for being with me in Siluau. Truly, you have heard how people, as guests, as musicians, spoke up, wrote out, people got inspired and played music to adorn, accompany these wise words. I want you to think about a poem that you might write during this International Poetry Month. You can see there's such a range of styles. The thing that's most important is thinking about how it makes you feel and thinking about how what you write might inspire, encourage, nurture someone else. Oh, I am so inspired. This satisfies something for me that's very personal, and I think it's something to think about. When I was in the 7th or 8th grade, every year when we came back from the Christmas break, it was English literature time, and I asked a couple of times if we had to know Beowulf, Chaucer, Shakespeare, isn't there a black poem that we might have a read? And the teachers acted like they didn't hear me or said no. And so to see going back as far as the 30s and then the 40s, not only were black poets writing but winning accolades like Gwendolyn Brooks as the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize for poetry, the Johnson brothers in the 1900s having the equipment, having the intelligence, having the inspiration to write, which is probably the longest poem, one of the longest poems, and to go beyond making that a birthday present for the president, they consciously took this poem, introduced it as a song for which 500 children sang. So for it not to be recognized, that should be a historical fact that every child in America would know, and a historical fact that every music student should know, because it took a lot of brilliance to conduct, to create, to craft that poem so that every stanza related to different forms of music. Every stanza was crafted for the particular emotions. So I just hope that you will replay this show, tell somebody about it, and that you will ask the people at your libraries, at your child's school or your school, where is the poetry of not only African Americans, but the poetry of people from many countries. People come here with poetry, and it needs to be included in the textbooks or included in the exercises that elementary through college students have to do in order to get a good grade in literature. And so that's my piece, and I'm not taking it back. Our journey has taken us up to 10. I'm going to say what I say again. When people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time. A poem by me, Sister C.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mysteries.